on blasphemy. A man that sweareth much shall be filled with iniquity, and a scourge shall not depart from his house. Ecclesiasticus 23:12. The following is an extract from the French work Christian Morals. All oaths are forbidden, except when absolutely necessary. And it is breaking the commandment which God has made, not only by taking his sacred name in vain, but he is dishonored by blasphemies, impious jests, oaths uttered on trifling occasions, frequent and habitual swearing, uttered through wicked malice or through useless, frivolous promises, confirmed on oath. We acknowledge the holiness of the name of God by faith, and it is by faith we know that perjury dishonors him. Every oath, every curse, every kind of swearing is against this precept, and opposed to the respect due to the holy name of God, for holy and terrible is his name. But where are the men and traitors of the world who obey this commandment? Alas, many swear of their own accord without a thought, without reflection, and very many through habit. Let us take care to avoid the use of oaths in our temporal affairs, for it is an abuse of religion and is taking a mercenary view of God. The abuse of swearing arises either from a bold defiance of him who forbids it, or from the malice of those who make use of it, or from thoughtlessness and irreverence. Religion, honesty, and honor would remedy all this. The following is from St. John Chrysostom. I beseech you, my brothers, to be ever on your guard against the habit of swearing and blaspheming. If a slave dare to pronounce the name of his master, he does it but seldom, and then only with respect. Therefore, is it not a shocking impiety to speak with contempt and irreverence of the name of the master of angels and seraphim? People handle the book of the gospel with a religious fear, and then only with clean hands, and yet your rash tongue would inconsiderately profane the name of the divine author of the gospel. Would you wish to know with what respect, fear, and wonder the choirs of the angels pronounce the adorable name? Listen to the prophet Isaiah. I saw, says Isaiah, the Lord sitting upon a throne high and elevated. Upon it stood the seraphim, who cried one to another and said, Holy, 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 the Lord God of hosts, all the earth is full of his glory. See with what terror they are seized, even while they praise and glorify him. As for you, my brethren, you know how cold and indifferent are the prayers you say, and you know how frequently you blaspheme a name so majestic, so sacred, and how you try to make excuses for the bad habit you have contracted. It is easy, yes, I say it is easy with a little care, attention, and reflection, to leave off this vicious habit. Since we have fallen, my brethren, into this sin of blasphemy, I adjure you in the name of our Lord to rebuke openly these blasphemers. When you meet with such who publicly sin in this respect, correct them by word of mouth, and, if necessary, by your strong arm. Let these shameless swearers be covered with confusion. You could not employ your hand to a holier work. And if you are given into custody, go boldly before the magistrate and say in your defense that you have avenged a blasphemy. For if a person is punished for speaking contemptuously of a prince, is it not reasonable to suppose that a person who speaks irreverently of God should be sentenced to a severer punishment? It is a public crime, a common injury which all the world ought to condemn. Let the Jews and infidels see that our magistrates are Christians, and that they will not allow those to go unpunished who insult and outrage their master. Do you remember that it was a false oath that overturned the house, temples, and walls of Jerusalem, and from a superb city it became a mass of ruins? Neither the sacred vessels nor the sanctuary could stay the vengeance of a God justly angered against a violator of his word. Zedekiah did not receive a more favored treatment than Jerusalem. Flight did not save him from his enemies. This prince, escaping secretly, was pursued and taken by the Assyrians, who led him to their king. The king, after asking him the reason of his perfidy, not only caused his children to be killed, but deprived him of his sight and sent him back to Babylon loaded with iron chains. Would you know the reason why? It was that the barbarians and Jews who inhabited the country adjoining Persia should know by this terrible example that the breach of an oath is punishable.